Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, yesterday I got to watch the House Select Committee investigation once again. I don't know about you. I don't need to see any more. You know, there's nothing else that they can show me that will lead me to any other conclusion other than that Donald Trump is a hardened criminal and that Donald Trump organized and led this assault and that Donald Trump should be implicated and that Donald Trump should be jailed. And anything short of that is a miscarriage. You know, don't tell me anything else about the great Constitution of the United States. Don't tell me anything else about our jurisprudent system. Don't tell me anything else about how great our nation is. I don't want to hear that. Because to watch what this man, who was once the president of the United States, did and has gotten away with it up to this point in time, and I maintain is going to get away with it, shows the entire world that all the things we say about this nation, the things we claim, are just not true. Just not true. And the fact that he organized these people, they said it themselves, told them to come, you know, accessories. You know, you can tell somebody to commit a crime, they commit a crime, and if you told them, you're charged with accessory. And so you are punished. Maybe not as much as the person who committed the crime, but you receive a modicum of time based on the fact and how serious and how severe the crime was. But for all the people who continue to support, you know, the criminal known as Donald Trump, and people on the right who continue to ignore it, and even the people who have come to grips with it and said, yeah, he was behind it, doesn't absolve you of it because you knew what he was all the time you were supporting him. He was once the president of the United States, a criminal. He was a criminal during the time he was the president. And he ascended to the most powerful seat in the world. And our nation knew it, knew about it. And then it knew about all of his criminal activities before he became the president. And even while he was the president, continued to engage in criminal activities. And people were afraid of him and continues to this day. You know, witnesses being threatened and tampered with. And it's almost like, what is the United States of America? Why are you afraid of a man? The United States government. Why are you afraid of one person? You know, he's a man. He's a lowlife. He was always that. But look at what he's done. And yet he is still in the running to become the president of the United States once again. How dare any of you talk about other nations and what happens with their governments? Who are we? The world is watching. And they're saying, wow, we thought America was better than that. even though we knew America had all these issues. You know, clearly we know about the history of America. But we're talking about recent history. Look, just recently he's tampering with witnesses. Why is this nation unwilling to bring what is the necessary pressure on Donald Trump and lock him away? He's a criminal. No questions. I don't know how many more select committee hearings they need. I don't want to see anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to watch anymore. Because by now, everybody knows it. And so Liz Cheney, who is a staunch conservative, nobody questions her credentials. Staunch conservative. Before she even decided to be a part of this panel, her and her dad weren't exactly people that you would say you'd like to sit down and have a cup of coffee with, because you knew what kind of people they were. But to her credit, she's put her career on the line, her political career, in which she's going to lose her election, because that's a Republican state where she's from, and a conservative state, no question about that. And so she is going to be voted out, because people who live in Wyoming are so foolish that they think that what she is doing is turning on a man who is a criminal. That Donald Trump is a criminal. We all know it. We don't need to see anymore. I don't need to see anymore. I didn't sit there and watch all of it because, as I've done, you know, in the past, because I don't need to see anything else. Maybe you do, but I don't. I don't know exactly. You can talk about the criminal on the street. And that's what Republicans and conservatives do. They constantly talk about the crime in the cities, in the central cities. Oh, well, there's crime going on in the central cities. Those people, the Democrats don't care about the crime that's going on. And crime is the most important. Oh, it is? Crime is the most important thing, is it? You say. But in the biggest house in the world, in the most powerful seat in the world, a man just a little over a year ago, was there. And people say, well, you can't prove things of these things are being proven every second of every day, that Donald Trump is flat out criminal. The FBI knew it. The CIA knew it. They didn't do anything about it. Congress knew it. The Senate knew it. They didn't do anything about it. You know, and yet, you know, he's still talking about running for president of the United States. He's coming to Milwaukee next month, and there'll be people lined up from the rafters to hear from a criminal, knowing he's a criminal. I wonder, what does that say about you? You know, if a drug dealer set up shop and had a press conference and a news release And there were all these people watching him, knowing he's a known drug dealer. What do you think people would say? Well, Donald Trump is far worse than a drug dealer. Many people lost their lives. He should be charged being an accomplice to murder. People die. I get it. Some of you still love him. But you're loving a criminal. A man who should be in jail, who should be locked up, and the key should be thrown away. Don't talk anymore that you're, you know, supporters of, you know, what's right. Because you're not. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Little girl, be fair. Show yourself you care. Let others care for you.